Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother you or to interrupt.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I just saw you waiting up here at the front of the movie theater. And,
okay.
Well, you look like you're waiting for someone. You look a little nervous. Am I reading the situation wrong at all?
That I'm waiting for someone and nervous?
You're waiting for a date, aren't you? I mean, if I'm being honest, it looks like you're waiting for a date to come in. A little date at the movie theater.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Well, you're not wrong, old friend. Old man. We don't know each other, really. I met someone on Hinge. You wouldn't know what that is. You probably are thinking of Doors.
It's a dating app.
Well, kind of. But she said she'd be here. It's 2 after, and I fear that, you know, my favorite part of the movie is the trailers. I let her know that, so I hope she's okay, but also
you
at the same
like
time.
You look like you're, what, 19, 20 years old?
19 and a half, yeah.
Young, but still an adult.
Okay. Where's this going?
You look nervous. I'm an old man. I've been on many first dates at the movie theater.
Okay. Congratulations.
Can I give you a little advice, friend? From an old man to a young man experiencing the very beginning of his dating journey from a fella who's admittedly at the end of his dating journey.
Can I ask a question first? How did those dates go? Did you end up with any of those dates, or?
My man, I fucked on every first date I ever went on my entire life.
Okay.
I always close.
Okay, like Glengarry Glen Ross, or so my dad says. I'm good, man. You can move along.
More like Glen Harry Glen Balls, if you know what I'm saying, my
what?
Man.
Glen Harry, Glen Balls, what?
Do you think you're going to smash tonight?
Honestly, that's not even where my head's at.
Then your head's in the wrong place. Because the answer to that question, young man, should always be yes. You should always be, you should be being honest with yourself. That's what you want to do. That's what you're going to do.
Okay.
You got to believe it. You got to believe
sure.
it to manifest it, to make
people
it happen.
People don't say smash anymore. That's kind of gauche and gross.
What's your fuck style?
We say Hulk. We say, are you going to Hulk
style?
Out? I'm actually I'm a Madonna, as us kids say today.
A Madonna?
Yeah. Like a virgin.
You're like a virgin?
Yeah. But virgin is a gauche word. It's kind of gone out of style, so we say Madonna.
Even if you've never fucked, you should know what your fuck style is. How do you practice? How many hours do you practice?
Don't make me say masturbation. I think that...
No, that's all... That's not practice. You're working backwards if you're masturbating.
Help. Help.
I will. I'm trying.
You around?
Hey, I'm trying
kid.
To help you. Hey.
Hey, kid.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Do you know who you're talking to right now?
No.
That's the ghost of Gregory Peck. Lucky you.
What?
Yeah.
That's...
From To Kill a Mockingbird. Lucky
that's...
you.
But I thought when I watched when my dad plays his movies, he's always like, Scout, Jim, hey, let's go to the courthouse. That's,
no,
to
that's
me, that's
Jimmy
Gregory
Stewart.
Peck. Oh, I thought Jimmy Stewart was like, he's a puka. Hey, come on, Mr. Washington, we're going to the Senate.
Can I be honest? You don't want to be doing Gregory Peck or Jimmy Stewart impressions if you're trying to smash. It worked for the Pecker man back in the day.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
I think this is the ghost of Gregory Pecker.
Either way, you're the luckiest kid alive. Take all his advice.
Look, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You're at the movie theater. You're obviously excited about your first date. You obviously don't want my advice, even though it's very good advice, and I always fuck on the first date, and there's never a second date. But that's fine. That's fine. You know, enjoy the rest of your night. I'll just go back over to my corner and wait for the next young man who might want to listen to my advice.
Mr. Peck, I release you. Mr. Peck, I release you. Mr. Peck, I release you.
There's only one way to release me, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Two tickets to the Guardians of the Galaxy, please.
Okay. We have what we call our triple feature where we're playing all three. Which Guardians of the Galaxy did you want to see?
The best one.
Okay, that would be oddly number two. Okay, let's put that.
My son loves these films, and I'm trying to get him to talk to me about anything. Oh. So I thought I would do something he likes so we can connect.
Oh, perfect. I do have to ask, it's just in the computer system here. Are you going to talk to him after the movie? Because we don't allow talking in the theaters.
Yeah, after the movie. Not call him and leave him voicemails the whole time about my thoughts.
Perfect. I do have to enter a sly grin into the system here, just because that's what you gave. I'm going to put you, let's see, I'm going to put you in row K. That is right at the...
K.
Correct.
K.
Okay, and we do have a KMC offer today only, where we can have sort of boosters on your seat, so you're sitting a little bit higher.
Sure. I can bring my Tupperware filled with tuna salad in, right?
Yes, this is Tuna Tuesdays.
I also have a bottle of red wine with me to make the occasion.
Well, Wine Wednesdays are tomorrow, so if you could leave the wine outside, or at least on our system, not drink it.
I'll leave it outside.
Perfect.
Put it in my coat.
Absolutely. Okay. And we do have a special deal where for $2 extra, you can give the opening speech along with Nicole Kidman about movies.
We can give you a microphone?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Better
okay.
not.
All right. Okay. And we do
Wait,
have,
let's
I have
see.
To.
I come. You come to this place for magic. Dazzling images.
I'm going to have to charge you $2. If you keep going, if you go past, because here they are, I have to charge you $2.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this. I'll give you my money. You deserve
it. All right. Just a few more offers here. We do have a special popcorn bucket to celebrate the new Guardians of the Galaxy, but yours
no.
too.
No. Okay.
I have to do the full pitch or I'll get fired, ma'am.
Fine.
It is called Groot Suit Riot. It's a giant Groot
in a
zoot suit. He has an old style sort of cherry pop and dandy zoot suit. He does say Groot Suit Riot.
I don't know who that man is because I haven't seen the films yet.
Oh, well, we'll keep you at two. I think two is the best introduction. A few more offers here. Are you a legacy member? Did your parents ever see a movie?
Well, one of my parents died here. Does that count for anything?
Let me check with my manager. Hey, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This lady's... One of this lady's parents died in a KMC. Is that
mother or father?
Is that like a free popcorn upgrade? A mother or father? Unless you had
mother.
Oh yes, it's like being Jewish. If it came from the mother, then it does count officially. So yes, free popcorn. It would be a free popcorn.
So we can give you a free popcorn.
And go ahead and upgrade her to the Zoot Groot Riot.
We'll give you the... Oh, it's Zoot Groot. I was saying Groot Suit. Oh, okay. To the Zoot Groot Riot.
I don't like popcorn. Can I have something else, please?
Ma'am, it's an 8-foot tall tree
salad?
Filled with popcorn. It's gonna turn heads.
I don't like popcorn.
Okay, one more upgrade offer. We do have Guardians of the Galaxy 2 available in 5DX. Now, that's like 40X, but there is some sort of anal stimulation.
Yes. Casey's typing.
Oh no, with her son.
Let's all go to the lobby.
People are fucking animals. Can you believe the way that people leave these theaters?
I know. It makes me just feel like humanity is completely broken. Like, especially like post-pandemic, I feel like people come in here and throw their popcorn around like it's a game. And they like stick the sour watermelon candies into the seat. It's disgusting.
In what other context would people possibly be able to act like this? Just how hard is the concept of if you bring something in with you, just throw it away on your way out?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I've seen people bring like Snuggies in here. I saw someone bring their pet bird in. Like, no one has any decorum anymore in the movie theater, for sure. Jeez. For sure.
Pet bird, really?
Mm-hmm.
God. Do you know
hey,
what
man,
I did last
I got
week?
A question. What?
Yeah.
No, you go. You go.
Last week, I caught a couple having sex on the floor.
What? The floor?
Yeah, not even the back row or something. Like, I would have done it in the back row. They were doing it in, like, that middle aisle that, like, bisects the theater.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
What movie?
It was the Mario Brothers movie. Now, I mean, it was, like, what, the sixth or seventh week? So it's, like, it was an empty theater, but, like,
totally
on.
Empty, but, like, there's maybe, like, it was just them.
There were, just them in there. I mean, and then me.
Oh. Well, then you were in there?
Well, I caught them doing it. They must have, I don't know when they started, but I came in like
hey,
15
can I ask
minutes
you a question?
Into the end. Yeah.
How many times did you watch the Mario movie? If you were sneaking in to watch like 7 weeks in, it feels like, I don't know, man.
I wasn't sneaking in, I was cleaning. I was just cleaning the theater like I normally do. I caught the first 15 minutes of the movie.
I feel like you watched it. Like, I feel like whenever I need to find you somewhere, I feel like I would go look for you in one of the Mario showings, you know?
I like the middle hour. The middle hour is good. It's strong. It's only a 90-minute movie, so it's just like the middle chunk is like, you know, you skip the first 15 minutes where they're kind of figuring it out, and then the ending is like, you know, we all know how it's going to end.
And I guess my other question is, do you know where the Mario displays that got stolen went?
Did the Mario displays get stolen?
Yeah, famously. Because
it was
a
big
meeting
cardboard,
about it.
It was a big cardboard Mario and a big cardboard Peach, correct? Those were the two Mario displays?
Yeah.
No, I don't know where they went. I'm sorry, I don't know where they went. Anyway, these two were going at it. I mean, the noises that they were making when they were having sex, and it's just the two of them pressed up against each other, almost flesh, like flesh and flush. You know, face to face, and they kind of disappeared into each other when they were on
I
top
heard
of
a
each
rumor.
Other having sex.
I heard a rumor that the Mario displays sleep in the bed with you. Is that
Mario
true?
Mario displays sleep in the bed with me. The Mario displays sleep in the bed with me. I don't even, what?
Yeah, sorry.
Because it's like, what? Yeah.
Kim was just talking about like how you had that like thing in your backyard, and then when she went in to go use your bathroom, she saw them sort of propped up in the bed. Mario was wearing a robe that he seemingly put on him.
Kim wasn't even supposed to go upstairs. She said, can I use your bathroom? No. In what world is that the bathroom adjacent to the bedroom? Like, that's the first floor bathroom. Like, don't right. even go up the stairs.
Sorry, I'm
Kim.
Getting distracted. So this couple was having sex.
No. I mean, yes. In the story, yes. And it's not, it didn't happen. This wasn't at my house.
Is it sexual? With the Mario
with
displays,
the,
I'm so
with
sorry.
The displays or with yes. Kim?
The displays.
I mean, I don't know. What is going on? Why am I being grilled about this?
Sorry, we'll just clean. We'll just clean.
Yes, I'd prefer it.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out today. Of course, I am Vin Diesel. We're here to give a special sneak preview to Fast 11, All Cars Go to Heaven. I'm here, of course, with my castmates, Jason Momoa, who thinks playing effeminate is equals humor. Jason, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, it's me, Jason Momoa.
Really chewing the
too
cedar.
Much? Is it too much?
Okay, and also we have Michelle Rodriguez here.
Hello.
Thank you, Michelle. That's how you intro. So, do we have any questions about Fast 11, All Cars Go to Heaven? Yes, you, ma'am.
I love Hobbs and Shaw so much. I fall asleep to it every night. How many more Hobbs and Shaws can we expect in our future?
Okay, two very buff men pick you up and carry out your seat with you in it, and you're paraded out of the theater.
Whee!
We will not be taking any Hobbs and Shaw questions. The Rock and I are still in a bit of a situation. Yes, sir.
I guess my question is for the whole cast, but any one of you specifically can answer this question. Is what Jason Momoa was doing in the movie okay? It felt not okay to me, specifically.
Yeah. Jason, I'll let you answer that. As you can see, there becomes a point where you are so handsome, you cross a threshold never before seen before, and your brain completely splits in two. So that
is he stuck that way, or will we ever get the regular Jason Momoa back? Just kind of this big guy, like the tough guy who.
I think as he ages and his looks become the least interesting thing about him, I think he will revert back to one brain and go back.
Frankly, my darling, I don't give a damn.
Is that the ghost of Gregory Peck?
It's me, Jason Momoa.
Oh, boy. Any other questions? Questions about the movie, the plot, the script, the showing you just saw of Fast 11, All Cars Go to Heaven. How do we feel about the cars dying and go to heaven? Yes, ma'am.
Hobbs and Shaw, do they like to kiss?
How did you get back in here?
I ran.
Listen, I'm not, even though I have a spoon in this pot, I don't
do
go on set for Hobbs and Shaw.
Kiss.
Jason, you would take this one, you would...
Smoochie, smoochie, smoochie. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. La, 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 la.
And just to make sure, is Jason Mewes here? Because we might be in legal trouble if Jason Mewes is not here. Okay. Ma'am, I'll let you stay this time, but please, just questions about the movie you just saw, Fast 11, All Cars Go to Heaven. How do we feel that it was animated? What are our thoughts? Any questions at all?
The Rock. Was he really pulling on that helicopter?
I was not on set. Dwayne and I do not speak at the moment, so.
Idris Elba in that movie as well. Did they like to kiss him?
Now Idris
Did
Elba.
Did they all kiss?
I'll speak on Idris Elba. I've worked with Idris before. Outstanding actor, outstanding individual.
The Wire.
Yes, we were both in The Wire.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah.
He played
Stringer Bell.
You were my favorite part of The Wire, Vin Diesel.
He played Stringer Bell, and I played his cousin,
Vin
Ringer
Diesel.
Bell. Ringer Bell. Well, yes, credited as Vin Diesel. They said, in the credits, it said Vin Diesel as himself, which I was a little hurt by, but David Simon was great to work with. He cut out all my dialogue, but I do have a scene where I'm in a hotel, and I move the curtain, and you see my face clearly. Any other questions about The Wire or... Fast 11, All Cars Go to Heaven. You just saw a 2-hour, 45-minute preview.
I have a question about The Wire. Why do they do that season in the school?
Okay, just very quickly, we're about 20 minutes in. I do have to legally say, please check out the Zoot Groot Riot popcorn buckets. I get $10 for everyone sold. Check that out.
Let's all go to the lobby.
All right, rookie, here's how it works. We're in the shit now, okay? This is peak season. These movies are going to be letting out in about 5 minutes, and everybody, and I mean everybody in that theater, is going to have to pee and poop in this bathroom, okay? You're on crowd control.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Definitely don't show them that you're scared. You're on crowd control, okay? You gotta make
I'm
it
to too
these...
small.
Don't let it get to you, okay? I've seen much smaller rookies than you do a hell of a job on crowd control.
They've been drinking Slurpees the size of my body. They're gonna have to pee something awful, sir. Please don't make me.
And that's where you come in, okay? We only got 4 turtlets in this entire restroom, okay? So you gotta make sure 2-3 people aren't going there at a time trying to pee and poop all at once.
Sir, I'm scared.
Trying to beat the rush. Excuse
Rookie,
me.
Get
where's the bathroom?
Rookie,
bathroom,
get
bathroom. I need a bathroom.
In my hand. I don't know, sir. I don't know.
You're so small. Are you the Danny DeVito one? Get out of my way. I'll just...
Hey, tough guy. Grabs you by the shirt collar. Is it a pee or a poop?
I wanted to poop in the urinal.
Nope. You're pooping in stall number 3. Now get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, you're the best. I'll never be that good. I offered to let him pee in my hand.
Rookie, that's okay. My first day, I was letting big groups of people pee in my hand. I'm talking field trips. I'm talking old folks' homes. I was taking all comers and coming all takers, rookie. You're going to get there.
I don't know. Ever since movie theaters allowed for free refills of drinks, I feel like no one can do this job besides you, sir.
Excuse me, little sir. I need to use the restroom. Is this the restroom? Can I go into the restroom?
You can go at my house. My address is 341 North Broke Bing.
Get me here! You strike me as a pisser. You go do number one, install number three, and get out of here!
Someone's in here! Number three, the stall has someone in it.
You can double up! You're pooping, he's pissing!
Okay, I'll just spread my legs while I'm sitting on the toilet.
That's okay, sir. I've done this many times before with my dad at home.
I feel like I've learned from your example. The next person that comes along, I think I'll know what to do.
Excuse me, pet bird, looking to dump.
Hey, motherfucker, you go install three right now.
yes, sir. Stall number three.
Goddamn, rookie. I ain't never seen someone pick it up so fast.
Someone's in here. Someone's in here.
Here's your gun. Here's your badge. Here's your spare gun. Here's the gun you plant on whoever you shoot to make sure that they had a gun first. And here's your bird gun. That's not a gun for birds. It's a gun you plant on a bird. You understand how it goes, rookie.
I'm ready, sir.
Yeah, you are.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Psst, babe. Who is this man in this movie? Who is this guy?
What?
Is he the bad guy? Is he the bad guy, the guy in this movie?
Come on, Rebecca, you can't do this, okay? Come on.
What?
I know as much as you do, okay? I'm watching the same movie. I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
God, Jesus, some people.
Where are they going?
I'm watching the same movie you are.
Okay, but where are they going?
I don't know. Earlier, the president said that Golden Gate Bridge was going to collapse, so probably to avert
that. I don't remember
that.
Okay, all right.
Don't ask me and then say I don't remember that. Clearly, Rebecca, watch.
What?
We're not at home. We're not at home.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think this character's favorite color is? Do you think we'll find out?
He's wearing beige, so let's say beige. Nice, right in the throat. Right in the throat, get it? Let's go.
Shh.
Hey, I can yell let's go, okay? Shh. There's a sign outside the KMC that says we can yell let's go.
Sir, your shushing is so loud. Please, keep it down.
I'm trying to enjoy the movie.
Move seats, dude. Move seats.
I paid good money for this seat. I will not move seats.
Okay, Rebecca, take out your booster seat. We paid for these. Put it under your seat. We're blocking you, dog.
I read online that the blonde woman in this movie dies. Is that true?
No, she died in real life.
Oh, God. Jesus.
You didn't even get the details of the movie right.
How so,
friend? That man wasn't the president. He was a senator.
Same thing.
What?
Did he say his favorite color? Are we missing it?
Did he say his favorite color?
People in movies don't say their favorite color.
Sometimes they do.
If this is going to be a part one and part two, we should get to know them. We should know details. If I'm going to invest over the course of a year and a half or whatever, I should know details.
You two are doing movies all wrong.
Can I have one of your Twizzlers?
Can we have a Twizzler?
My last one.
Can I have some nacho cheese? Can I dip it in the nacho cheese and eat it? And my wife, can she have some too?
Yes, I guess you can.
Yoink.
But if you take the Twizzler, you have to listen to me about how to watch movies. That's the trade.
What do you think, babe?
No deal. I already ate the Twizzler, though.
Well, then a deal was made. Like it or not, you have to listen to what I say about how to watch movies.
Oh, it's the credits. It's over. Yay, movie.
No, it's not the credits. This is another scene in the movie.
Oh.
You have no idea how to watch movie.
Mr. Hunt, I'm glad that you found my lair. Please come on in and don't mind the diamonds.
Don't try to guess lines. That's not how you watch movies.
Hey, I grew up on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Carl? I know you told me to only come to you in emergencies. But I think I messed up.
Is this an emergency?
Yeah, you know how we're not supposed to fuck with the butter? With the popcorn?
Okay, why don't we go back into the... no problems here, everyone. And Bunch of Crunch is on sale. Why don't we come into the back, sir?
What's wrong with the butter?
No, Bunch of Crunch is on sale. Butter? But and kick him out. You're banned for life.
Come on. Come on.
All right, Sarah, okay, we're in the back now. We're in the back. What happened?
The butter's been compromised.
Sarah. Please tell me this is a big joke. Please tell me that since it's my birthday, everyone decided that they wanted to play a big joke on Carl for his birthday. Please tell me that's what's happening.
It's your birthday?
Right now. No.
Why would we know that, Carl?
It's not my birthday. I just thought that maybe you assumed it was my birthday because the way I've been acting this week.
Hey, mister, you said I had to get kicked out, but I talked to the front, and my mom died in the KMC, so technically I'm also dead. That's how it works, so I don't have to leave.
Here. So just like Judaism. Okay, well, here, have a big Groot Suit Riot popcorn display,
yes. And
enjoy your movie.
Thank you.
What did you do to the butter, Sarah?
What do you mean how you've been acting this week?
I've been wearing bright colored shirts. I thought everyone would kind of clue into the fact that I've been wearing bright colored shirts and think, is there something weird about Carl? Is it his birthday?
Carl, you seem the same to me. Are you trying to get our attention?
I shaved my head.
30 something and we're teens.
30 something? I'm 29.
Like
I'm 29. I'll show you my license. I lost it today, but when I bring it in, I'll show you my license. I'm 29.
Are we your only friends?
What?
A bunch of 19-year-olds who work in the movie theater?
You are a circle of my friends. You're one friend circle.
Huh. Okay. Anyways, the butter.
What did you do to the butter, Sarah?
What are your other friend circles?
I've got my video game friends. I've got my Reddit friends. I've got all of my IRL friends. Those are the real life friends.
Hey, don't forget about your TRL friends. Hey, it's me, Carson Daly. Good to see you, buddy.
Carson, your talkback begins in 10 minutes.
Oh, gotta go.
Carson directed one of the summer's hottest movies.
Cool.
He's even better behind the camera.
There's bleach in the butter.
Can you believe it, Sarah?
What?
There's what?
One of the movies, one of the summer's hottest movies.
Did you say there's bleach in the butter?
Yeah.
Please tell me it wasn't the bleach I was going to use for my mustache.
I think so.
Sarah, if I don't get that bleach, people are going to know I have a dark mustache. My whole thing is that I have a shaved bald head and a big bleached mustache.
Are you looking for any feedback on that?
It's natural.
Feedback or no?
I'm 29. It just grows in this way.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Hello, it's me. Nicole Kidman, now is the time, if you paid for the $2 upgrade, to take out your microphones and turn them on. Thank you for coming to KMC. We come to this place for magic. We come to KMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care, because we need that. All of us.
She's going too fast.
Did no one buy the microphone?
You're going too fast.
No, we did. You're just going too fast.
You're going too fast. Is there a person in the projector room that can slow it down? She's going too fast.
No, sorry.
Can we restart it?
I'm in front of the movie screen.
Cut. Hey, everybody. Sorry. Again, we announced this just a second ago. We are filming a live ad with Nicole here today, okay? So
yeah, a lot of people said that in the previous advert
that I'm in an empty theater and it looked bad. It looked like no one was coming to the movies, and the whole point was to have people come to the movies. So we're reshooting it to where I'm still wearing this dazzling, sparkling outfit, but I sit down in a crowded theater.
Okay.
We come to this place. Oh. I'm off time.
We come to this place.
Okay, we're all really eager to do this. I know it's all exciting. We all love the Nicole Kidman ad. I'm just going to say action, and then we'll roll, and then everyone with the microphone in the audience, you get to follow along with Nicole as well, okay?
Nar,
just so we're all clear on what's going
to
happen.
Nar, sorry, I'm from New Zealand, so I have to practice putting on my Australian accent. Mm-hmm. Nar, rise up lights.
Okay, and action.
We come to the flag,
United States of America. Cut.
Laugh.
I'm sorry. I think someone doing the Pledge of Allegiance in the theater. It sounded like someone may have been doing the Pledge
of
Allegiance.
Sounded like
in the
you.
Oh, was
yeah,
that
Tom,
me?
Tom, it did sound a lot like you. And actually,
hold on, Andy, on sound. Andy, can you give me the playback of my headphones? Oh wow, that's me.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah.
Just
Tom, real quick.
That's me.
Tom, real quick. I do have it in my contract that anytime the Pledge of Allegiance is said in my presence, that you would do the Australian Pledge of Allegiance. So, do you mind just busting that out?
Okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm not Nicole. I'm not going to do the accent because I know that that's going to
offensive.
That would offensive. It's offensive to you. And. Looking over the script real quick, I'm also not comfortable with saying the C word this many times. Is that okay with you?
Canberra? I'll say it.
Is that how you pronounce it?
We pledge allegiance to Canberra and the rest of Australia, to all the snakes and sharks and spiders, the three S's in our hearts. May you bite us, rip us, tear us apart, and lay your eggs in our brain. Australia forever.
Okay, Tom. And we got it, so I don't have to go into it, because it sounds like we got it.
Okay. All right, everyone, take out your microphones, and here we go. We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC Theaters to laugh.
To laugh.
To cry.
To cry. To feel. Yeah. With liberty and justice for all.
Oh, my God.
And cut. We got it. Actually.
Oh, my God. Is that Meryl Streep?
I don't think that we need you anymore. That's Meryl Streep.
That's Meryl Streep.
Hello.
I'm crying. We did the prom together, remember? We were both in the prom?
Nope. Do not bring that up.
Meryl, it's okay if you don't remember. It's okay to not remember.
No, I do remember, and I just didn't love it.
Remember James Corden played James Corden pulled a Jason Momoa? Remember? Meryl, remember? Oh, she's eating her Groot suit riot.
I don't. I remember Mamma Mia and nothing else.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Excuse me, young lady.
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I couldn't help but notice your eyes kind of furtively looking around the space, almost like you're looking for someone, like you're going to meet somebody.
Well, yeah, I'm here to meet my Hinge date. You probably don't know what that is.
Well, it's a dating app. No, I know exactly what it is. And let me guess, you're a little bit nervous. It's a first date, I assume.
Yeah, how could you tell?
It's just a gift. Let me ask you a question. Are you gonna smash tonight? You planning on smashing on this date tonight?
Yeah, I kind of was.
Let me tell you, I met the fella that you're going to be meeting. And I think it's going to be kind of an uphill battle if you're trying to smash. He seems a little smash reticent, if I might ask.
Oh, he was here? Did he leave?
No, he didn't leave. I just sent him on a little bit of a wild goose chase for a second while I gave you a little pep talk. You're really going to have to do
some wild... Are you Atticus Finch?
That's a character that I played in a movie. I'm actually Gregory Peck. They called me the Pecker Man.
From the Roman Holiday. You're still alive?
Yeah. Oh, in a matter of speaking, how's your finger game?
What does that mean?
Look, this guy's going to be awful scared. You're going to have to ease him in. You're going to have to finger him pretty good.
Huh.
Couple of little pinkies in the butthole, do a ring finger in the mouth, something wild, something just to get his juices flowing. He's going to be scared off.
You are not how I thought you'd be.
Well, I'm sorry. You only see me in movies. How did you think I would be?
I don't know, like classy? Talking less about pinkies going up butts?
Oh, I spent many years classy. Many years classy. And then guess what happened? I didn't get into heaven. God sent me back down here and said, these young kids, they ain't out there fucking anymore, Gregory. So you get down there in that movie theater and you teach them.
These young kids, they ain't out there fucking anymore, Gregory.
God, what do you want me to do? I was Atticus Finch. I'm not a miracle worker.
Well, I know you played Atticus, but I'm going to turn you into a Boo Radley-type ghost.
Was Boo Radley a ghost? Did you see the movie? Did I see the movie?
Gregory, I can't see movies. As God, I am omnipotent, but I can only see what people are doing. I can't see what they're seeing. Does that make sense? So I can see a theater full of humans, but I can't, you know, I can't see from their point of view.
Lord, I did everything that you asked for me.
Yes.
I fucked on every first date.
Yes.
I did movies. I got a lot of money.
Yes.
I blew out my back from fucking, and that's what it ended up doing me in and sending me up here. I did everything you asked. Why can't I just come into heaven? Why do I have to get 119 to 22-year-olds to fuck before I can get into heaven?
Well, I'm going to make you do what I've heard Jimmy Stewart did in a movie, which is I'm sending you back to Earth to bring a couple together. Now, there's two young people waiting outside a movie theater, and you have to make sure that they end up together. Quote, wink, wink.
I think that movie
was called It's a Something.
You can't see movies and you didn't see the movie, so why bother guessing?
Hey, someone God, told. Can I talk to you for a second?
Of course.
We're going to sit down, finally, and we're going to watch the Criterion Collection. We're going to watch all the best movies, because I am so tired. You have no idea what happens in any movie, and I'm so tired.
I don't think I would like movies, so I feel like I should just, you know...
But how do you know if you do not try?
Tiny Tim? You're up here?
That was a mistake.
It's me, Tiny Tim. And
get him out of
let
here.
Let me into heaven.
Now, I've heard you had the most watched wedding of all time where you got married on Johnny Carson, but I didn't see it. I missed that one. Kelly, this is my wife, Kelly.
Hi, Tiny Tim, Kelly. Hi, how do you do?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Kelly of God.
This reminds me of something.
What?
God, I know what movie you will not be able to resist. I think you will love it.
I'm listening, okay.
It's a little movie called Despicable Me.
Okay.
And it features these yellow creatures called minions. Perhaps the best thing to come out of the world you created.
One question for you, Kelly. How do they pronounce banana?
Banana? Is that right?
I must see this movie.
There's only one?
There's only one in total?
No, there's like 40.
Okay, but the yellow creatures, they're only in that movie, Despicable Me, the four Despicable Me's.
Let me think. No, they later get their own movies.
Oh,
and they go like,
oh my, we have to, okay. Well, actually, just on you describing this, I'm going to create these creatures, these little yellow creatures, and I'm going to put them on Earth because humans have had a good run. Tiny Tim, what do you think?
I mean, if I'm being honest, God, shouldn't, now it's got a Mickey Mouse for me.
Well, I think Disney based that. If there's any people in heaven who are listening into my house, Google Tiny Tim Wedding, or even just listen to Tiptoe Through the Tulips. It's wild.
Let's all go to the lobby.
All right, everybody, shift meeting. Big shift meeting, big shift coming up. Look, I know we're tired. I know it's Sunday. I know that, you know, this is the last day of the weekend. We've all been working a lot of overtime.
There's so much Barbie Oppenheimer.
Can you ask Hollywood to not do that again?
This is exhausting. Everyone wants to see two movies in one day, boss.
First of all, it's not boss, it's Carl, okay? I'm like maybe 3 years older than you guys.
You're
maybe.
Like 30.
No. I'm not even 29 yet, actually. I'm younger than 29.
Can't be right.
Mm. My mustache is absolutely blonde. It's a big blonde mustache.
You have liver
Carl,
be older.
We're tired. Please.
Please, look, Carl, please.
I need you guys to rally. First of all, I need you guys to rally. Second of all, I need you to cut it out with the pranks, okay? No more messing with the
what
butter.
Prank?
Come on.
No more messing with the butter. No more doing the old ticket cheat where you charge your friends for like half tickets. No more doing that.
Then what's the point of working here?
No more taking the cardboard cutouts, putting them in the middle of the theater, and then making sex sounds while you clean up the theater. No more doing that.
Huh.
That's one.
Yeah, sounds.
We know one person who did that.
I don't care who's doing it. La, 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 la. It doesn't matter to Carl. All that matters is you knock it off for one more day this weekend. Yes,
Carl,
Sarah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hypothetically, if you didn't mention something, that means we get to keep doing it, right?
Right.
If that wasn't on your list.
Boy, did I not hit everything on the list? Ticket thing, butter, sex noises. I guess yes. If I didn't mention it on the list, you can keep doing it because I think everything else is your jobs.
Switching the movies halfway through. So we can keep doing that, y'all.
Continuing to kill parents. We can keep going with that.
As long as I don't get any complaints, you can do whatever you want, but please just do your movie duties, okay?
Let's all go to the lobby.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. We're so glad that you came today to experience our brand new 5DX. Now, we do have a little bit of a spiel before we get into the movie itself. Now, the machinery...
I'm nervous and excited.
I think everyone here feels the same exact way. Thank you so much. The machinery and technology we're working with is brand new, so you may notice some interesting moments, and we do we'd love your feedback at the end of this. Now,
should I have the sensor in my mouth for this part, or do I wait until the movie starts before I bite down on the mouth sensor?
Okay, so there's going to be sort of a blinking of three times, and then you're going to want to bite down on the mouthpiece, okay?
Okay, so not now. I can have it out of my... Okay, great.
Not now. Yes, you're going to want to... it's almost like
the
MGM lion...
Are these cleaned in between?
Well, this is the first time we're ever doing it, so they have not been cleaned. They're fresh from the factory.
Great.
So, which I assumed, is...
Are we allowed to fall in love?
Absolutely. Fall in love with cinema. Fall in love with the movie itself.
With 5DX, if it's going to get me excited, maybe... Doesn't matter. I'll ask my question in a whisper to you later.
I think it's too late. Everyone's staring at you, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Listen, now, specifically, we do have to read some legalese about the new feature, the 5 in the 5DX. Now, we all know 4DX... sprays you with water. There's perfume and cologne spraying out of the floor. There's mist and fog. Your seat moves violently. The 5 and the 5DX is going to be what we call AP, to put sort of a flourish on it, to make it a little more palatable. AP, of course, stands for anal play. Now, when you're in your seat, we do recommend that you're not...
Oh, is this a mouth
sensor?
Sorry,
I pressed the button.
Is this a mouth sensor? I may have had the sensor in the wrong place.
Oh, yes, that is the anal play sensor. So you're going to want to actually...
Can I get a new one?
Well, if you're going mouth to ass, I don't think that's an issue. If you reverse it, then we're in trouble. So,
okay.
With the AP feature, there are going to be moments in the movie that were put in by... This movie was shot for 5DX, so there's a lot of moments where like someone sits on a fence post accidentally, or, there's like a fence that someone accidentally jumps onto... there's a few things where, like, someone parachutes and they land right on a fence. sorry.
Yeah.
I should keep my hand off the button. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. We're familiar with Carson Daly's other movies, okay?
Oh, Total Recall Live?
Yeah.
I hear it's the hottest movie of the summer.
Well, yeah, it's what we're all here to see. We want to experience Carson Daly's newest directorial, cinema in 5DX. Yeah, whatever.
Can I just a quick poll? Because I'm curious, and I do think I have to report this.
That was a quick poll.
Yes. Quick poll.
Sorry,
yes.
I'll quick pull that button. quick raise of hands. I'm going to ask two questions here. Who here is in the theater to see Carson Daly's new movie? Okay, zero hands. And who here is for the anal play? All the hands. Okay.
Hold on. I feel like the question was unfair. Can't there be both?
Yeah, I'm here for both.
I'm here for both.
Okay. Well, if you are here for both, then that's all right. Then I'll just
I could do anal play at home watching old tapes of TRL. But I'm here. I paid my money, and I'm here.
So you would have some anal play during, I don't know, a showing of Fatboy Slim's weapon of choice?
Choice?
Video? Here's the
just
thing.
The first 30 seconds?
Yeah, you could watch it home, but then you don't get that sort of human experience of all experiencing it together in the cinema.
Sure. Okay. Well,
plus, I heard Carson Daly designed the anal play simulator himself. So everything that you feel during the anal play is exactly what Carson Daly wants you to feel.
It was
mirrored
after... We are
not talking about the real Carson Daly. Please don't sue us if we're talking about Carson Daly or designing anal play. Carson Daly is wrong. I hate her.
Is that going to be here through the whole movie? Is that going to be playing through the whole movie?
Every 15 minutes, it will remind you that this is Carson Daly, spelled D-A-I-L-Y. This was the man who, of course, had that famous calendar show. Not the other one. So we are...
Yeah, TRL. Perfected.
Yeah, total...
And let's all take a moment to think about what that could be. Calendar show called TRL.
Tuesdays. I did the first word.
I'll go ahead and say really.
Ma'am?
Late.
That's right. Tuesday's really late.
Anyway, woo!
Sorry, I keep... there's something subconscious about
Don't
me where I want
to... Stop! What happened? Supposed to be about movies.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Man, can you believe they're finally bulldozing this old theater? A lot of years,
huh?
A lot of
years. It was too gross to clean, they said.
Yeah.
It was past the point of no return.
City condemned it.
A floor so sticky that mice would trap themselves. Unbelievable.
You know, it seems like something kind of silly to admit since I grew up in this town and I...
Me too.
...took this construction job in this town, but I never saw a movie in this place. Huh. Is that crazy? I never saw a movie
in that place. That's crazy. Yeah, I owe this place to losing my virginity. The Gregory Peck ghost used to hang out here and he gave me some encouraging words.
Wow, that's so cool.
That's really cool. And I'm, of course, a talking bird, a pet bird. My owner died a few years ago, and ever since, I've just been wandering around.
Hey, you work for the construction company now. You're not just a lost pet bird. You're a lost pet foreman.
I appreciate it.
Forbird.
Thank you.
What do you say we watch one more movie in this old theater before we tear it down?
Can I?
Yeah, Bird, what do you think?
I... Wipes away tear. I think if we could watch a certain movie... featuring a certain bald man and his little creations, these little yellow angels. I think that would about do me right.
Charlie Brown?
That's the one. You know, Woodstock, the little... I just like birds. Woodstock to me is a little yellow angel.
Yeah, we know what you like. You know what? I've never seen a Charlie Brown movie. Why don't we do it? Why don't we go into the old theater before it gets bulldozed by these... big honking bulldozer rigs and see one last movie. My first movie.
Yeah. Oh, the first movie you ever saw?
Well, yeah, never been in this theater.
Oh, because you never seen
it.
This would be. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm calling an audible and we're watching Despicable Me instead. Wait, is that what the one you were trying to refer to earlier? Wow.
No, I wanted to watch. I like that song. Christmas time is here.
No spoilers. No spoilers. We're about to watch it. I don't want to hear you say it.
Let's all go to the lobby.
And now, Despicable Me.
Oh, minions, come in here. Minions, come, please. Please come in. Minions.
Banana. Banana.
That's right.
I think I'm good. Why don't we go back out to those bulldozers and really plow the shit out of this place.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Hey, son, I'm in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Red wine drunk, eating some chili salad.
Mom, what? You're RWD already?
Yes, so, I'm watching the thing. You love that movie, huh? You love these films?
Yeah, they're my favorite. Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, that Rocket Raccoon. Not a robot, right? Real raccoon?
not Mom. He's not a robot. Well, he had, like, stuff put in him that makes him, like, just watch the movie, Mom. I'm on my way.
Which Chris is this?
Mom, that's Chris Pratt. Hello? You have a cardboard cutout of him in your bed.
Oh, wow.
Ever since you and Dad broke up.
I'm smiling because this is the longest my son has ever talked to me. Right. Is the green woman gonna live?
Oh, Mom, I can't tell you, okay? You just...
She's smiling, eating her tuna salad.
Mom, I'm on my way, okay? You're probably... The people around you are probably pissed off. You're talking on the phone.
You're on your way here to hang out with Mom?
Yeah, that was our plan, right?
Yeah. Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
What?
Neptune. Bye.
$2, ma'am, $2. That's $2.
No!
You said it. We all heard her. We all heard her. Sorry, I stepped on the button.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
First of all, all-timer. Incredible. Truly. But there is a little bit of a sound issue that I wanted to rectify while we're still recording.
Oh, shit.
JPC, it looks like I need like 4 to 5 more minutes of your Jason Momoa.
Oh. Yeah, like room tone.
I was panicking.
I can see his little smile.
So can you go ahead and give us just a little bit of that, please? I just want to make sure I can...
Wee-wah-woo-hee-wah-woo, I'm crazy.
Okay, that's Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka. We need